Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
All right, let's get more of the Derby. What are you doing tomorrow? I know a lot of Derby parties are going to happen. And, you know, it's just become so much more interactive over like the last decade because you can be at the race without being at the race, thanks to so many great outlets that are out there. Like, if you're looking for information, well, betonline.ag, that's the way to go. We bring in their horse racing analyst, Dick Girardi, who is on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Hi, Dick. How are you?
I'm doing great. You guys are ready. You give me the call to the post at my old Kentucky home back-to-back. I mean, you guys are serious about this.
We are serious about it. You know why? Because we're both journalists, and when we see that journalism is the favorite horse in this thing, there were so many jokes that went through my mind. I'm like, wait, you can bet on journalism? Never.
I'm waiting for that call. Journalism at the wire. Journalism prevails. Journalism endures. There's a bunch.
Yeah, maybe this is the beginning of the comeback, guys.
I love it.
We're back. The newspapers are back, and it's huge. And how about this? Not only do we have journalism, we also have publisher in this race. I mean, seriously, what is going on?
Yeah, this is weird. That's it. All right, is journalism the horse to watch in this thing? Or, you know, give us some insight, because I got to be honest, I don't know a whole lot about the Kentucky Derby. And most of us, I think, don't know about what we're about to see tomorrow. But we love watching it.
Make us experts.
Yes.
Yeah, 100%. Journalism is absolutely the horse to beat. He'll be favored in the race, and he should be favored. He's a terrific horse. He's won his last four races, and you gotta love the name. You absolutely have to love the name. But these last two races in California, I thought were the two best that any horse ran in the lead up to the Kentucky Derby. So, yeah, I am a big fan. I will be betting on him, not just because of the name, but because I really like the horse.
So you've had a couple scratches in the last couple of days, right? Rodriguez yesterday, and I think Grande today. Did they give any reason for that? I know that kind of came out of nowhere.
Right. So Rodriguez yesterday, the trainer said that he just thought the horse wasn't quite right. There was a minor issue, but thought he'd be good for the Preakness in 2 weeks. Grande, there's a little mumbling from the owner. He's not happy. The vet scratched the horse, saying that they just thought there was something a little bit off about him. But the owner seemed to think everything was fine. But you know what? The vets make the call. The last thing, you just don't want any of these animals to get hurt. So they're taking no chances, and I get it. So, yeah, that's what's happened in the last.
And this has happened to Repulse. So. This has happened to that owner before, hasn't he? He's had a couple of horses – at the last minute, get scratched.
Yep, he had Uncle Mo, who was going to be the favorite.
And I remember that.
He had Forte, who was going to be the favorite. Uncle Mo, I believe, came out the day before the race, and then Forte was actually scratched the morning of.
Right, I remember that, yeah.
Yep, yeah, so you can imagine. And Mike Rapoli's kind of a wild man anyway. He's a St. John's grad,
yeah.
And he's a huge NIL guy for St. John's basketball. And he made all his money in vitamin water. So he's got an opinion and he's got money. So he's not thrilled.
And I think he's 0 for the Derby, right? I mean, he's had some favorites over the years, right?
He is 0 for the Derby. His trainer, who's one of the best to ever do it, Todd Pletcher. The one issue he's had is having trouble winning the Derby. He's won it twice, but he's 2 for 65. So not a great percentage.
All right, obviously the other big story is Bob Baffert's back. Obviously had some issues there for testing positive for a medication that can only be used in training, but not on race day. So he's back after 3 years. What's the buzz on that?
Yeah, I think it's great to have him back. He's the biggest name in the sport, and he had two horses. You mentioned Rodriguez got scratched. He's never got last year's two-year-old champ, Citizen Bull. And it really wasn't – it didn't feel like the Triple Crown without Baffert. I mean, he's won more Triple Crown races than anybody. You could have a long debate about what should or did happen with the three-year suspension, but it's kind of irrelevant now. He's back. Only thing I would say is the medication violation was more like a somewhere between jaywalking and a misdemeanor. It wasn't like a performance enhancer. It was not a horse racing version of a felony. But the problem is the headlines say horse tested positive disqualified, and that's all anybody remembers anyway.
Dick, always a big field, sometimes 20 horses. We're down to, 18 now or whatever. How big is post position? I know a lot of people make a lot about it, but it's really just getting out of that gate clean, isn't it?
Yeah, that's exactly right. A lot of times it's like people talk about it and then something happens that you didn't anticipate. It's really more about what horses are next to you in the gate, like what kind of running styles do they have? Are they going to impede you at that point? Now, it's interesting. Baffert has Citizen Bull, who has the one hole, which isn't really great because with all these horses next to you and potentially coming over in front of you, the good news is Citizen Bull is fast. They're going to send him to the lead. So actually the one hole is not terrible to be when they're going to the lead anyway. It's the shortest way around. Look, journalism's in now the seven. He's the eight horse, but because of the Rodriguez scratch to move in a gate, he'll be in the seven gate, but it'd be number eight. That on paper, that's fine. But, you know, what happens if the horse next to you decides to take a left turn? And that's something you just can't anticipate that.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country. And the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford store today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This seems like I don't know. I remember when I was a young sportscaster, like the only time we ever could talk about gambling was in the Derby.
Horse races, right?
It was the only time we were ever like, oh, yeah, you can tell them what the odds are. And
March Madness.
And now, March Madness was the other one. But we never really considered that. No one filled
it wasn't betting. Right.
Yeah, no one thought that was really betting, but deep down, somebody was making money. But it just, you know, when you go back and you look at, I don't know, how many years now have you been able to online bet the Derby and how that, you know, has kind of spread and how, what is that meant for horse racing and what is that meant for, you know, just, you know, keeping things going in the right direction?
Yeah, it's a great question. So like 90% of all the money bet on horse racing now is bet somewhere other than the racetrack. Either you're betting online or used to be you called in, but now you obviously bet on your phone. There's all these services. You know, I'm working here with betonline.ag, which is one of the great services out there. And one of the cool things about the Derby is that they have all these betting props that everybody's familiar with the Super Bowl. And my particular favorite at BetOnline in this one is over-under margin of victory. It's a length and a half. I like the over for a couple of reasons. One, I think journalism is going to win, and if he does win, I think he's going to win big. But the good news is, on that particular bet, if I'm wrong about journalism, any of the other 18 horses wins by more than a length and a half, you still win the bet. And it's basically a 50-50 bet over-under. So that's one of the props, and there's tons of them. One of the fun ones is the jockey's winning jockey's last name is going to end with a Z. And you have the Ortiz brothers. You have John Velasquez, Nick Juarez, Brian Hernandez. So you got all kind of possibilities there. But, yeah, prop bets are and everybody understands that. Easier than betting like a trifecta or a superfecta track.
So, Dick, we're always looking for horses of value. My lovely wife, Lori, and I try to be amateur handicappers at this. And
yeah, by the way, when I said make me intelligent, I didn't realize how much Tom knew about horse racing. I'm going to go sit in the corner and listen to you guys. Okay.
But she liked Rodriguez. Unfortunately, he's out. But she also liked Burnham Square. And I think that's got something to do with Brian Hernandez, who we watched in that Netflix documentary, who's a real nice story. Just seems like a good kid. I say that now. Good family man, what have you, and a good jockey, obviously. Who else should we look for, you know, beyond journalism, which is the clear favorite? What's that next tier of horses look like?
I'm with your wife on Burnham Square. He's 12-1. He's my double-digit odds horse that I really like. In fact, the bet I like the most is the 8-9 exact of journalism over Burnham Square. Brian Hernandez is definitely a factor in that. Remember, he won the Oaks and the Derby last year, which it hadn't happened for a while for a jockey. It hadn't happened for a trainer since 1952. Kenny McPeak won them both. So, yeah, I think your wife is onto something. I thought of all the workouts, the final workouts, I thought Burnham Squares was the best. And each of his races, he's kind of building up to the Derby, has been better than the previous one. If he can come with one more of those, he's got a real chance. Again, my best play will be 8-9 exacta, which is probably going to pay like $75 for two. And if you start putting some zeros behind that two, you can make some real money.
Can you just kind of tell me about the event too? Because I mean, like if you've never been there before, we talk about going to Super Bowls, and you know we've been lucky enough here, at least in my lifetime, that I've been to a World Series, and I've never been to a Super Bowl. But you know, we've done the NBA Finals, and we've had some. Like, why is the experience of the Kentucky Derby the experience of the Kentucky Derby?
So it's this great tradition, right? This will be Derby 151. So it's been around forever, right? I mean, not long after the Civil War. I mean, that's when it started. That gives you an indication of how long it's been around. I think it's a rite of spring, right? It's always the first Saturday in May. April, some weather can be nice, not nice. But when you're in May, you're into spring. So I think it's part of Americana. The scene, there's going to be 100,000 people there today for the Kentucky Oaks, then 150,000 tomorrow. And it's one event, and Super Bowl's like this, but it keeps getting bigger and bigger. Like they can't put enough stands up that they can fill, that they can't sell the tickets for at Churchill Downs, and they charge exorbitant amounts of money. And look, there's ridiculous amounts of celebrities, people with lots of cash. You look at the airport, which is only a couple of miles from Churchill Downs. There's all these private jets coming from all over the world. People want to be seen. They want to be there. So we're talking money. We're talking celebrity. We're talking substantially rich horse owners with horses that they bought for lots of money. And you only get one shot at the Derby. It's only for three-year-olds. So it's kind of like the 100-meter dash in the Olympics. Something goes wrong, you could be eliminated after planning for months and months. So, yeah, if you get a chance to go, it's definitely worth being there for sure.
For a long time, Dick, we used to bet OTB in New York. And I remember my brother-in-law used to tell me before I would go on Derby Day, he'd give me $10 and say, bet it on the longest shot in the field. And I remember one year, it was a horse, I believe his name was Lil E.T., went off at like 150-1. Anyway, he cleaned up. So if you had to pick the one long shot that you think has a real legitimate shot, if you will, tomorrow, who is it?
Yeah, I'm going to give you the three horse Final Gambit. He's 30-1 on the line. He's trained by Brad Cox, who's one of the best there is. But he's never run on dirt before, right? He's run on turf, similar to Rich Strike, who won the race 3 years ago. Hmm. He's coming from Turfway Park. We'd run on artificial. Well, his race in the Jeff Ruby Stakes was awesome on the 22nd of March. Now, the question is, can he duplicate that form on dirt rather than the artificial track? If he can, then that's probably, to me, that's the livest long shot in a race.
Dick, thank you so much. Thanks for educating us, and we look forward to reading your stuff. BetOnline.ag, you're the horse racing analyst, and right now you're the analyst for this show because I'm definitely smarter about what we're about to watch tomorrow, and maybe I'll go find my way to my website to go find some things that you just told us about. So thank you, Dick.
You got it. Thanks so much, guys.
All right, we'll talk to you soon. All right, so Dick Girardi was nice enough to join us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. That it's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.